Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Phoebe Lay. And for those who are tuning in for the very first time, it is so great to have you on here. This is the very first episode of the year, and I'm so excited to have you here and for the year to come. I'm so excited because it feels like a fresh year already. And although the break might not have been very long for some people, or for some people, maybe they were really looking forward to get the year 2022 finishing and starting a whole new year. Whatever it is that your journey is, and whatever you are looking forward to, either working on in 2023, whether it's in business or in life or in health, I'm excited that you're here because I'm going to be talking to you about all things life, business, mentoring, marketing, social media, and a whole bunch of other things, which is going to be very, very impactful, especially if you are a business owner, because a lot of the people that I have on the show are either doing really well in their business or they are helping their clients to thrive and shine in life. So today, being the very first episode of the year, I'm going to be talking to you about the marketing trends that I see are going to really impact your business in the year 2023. Now, marketing trends is one of those things where everybody is talking about it, talking about trends is trending. But today, in this episode, I really believe that there are going to be some golden nuggets that are going to help you to thrive in your business, especially if you are using social media and you're well and truly into the social media game, or if you're going to start really ramping up your digital marketing strategy, then tune in because what we're going to discuss today are not only the things that we believe or that I believe are going to take off in 2023, but it's also the things that did very well in 2022. Now, for those that have already been using social media and starting to notice the trends that are happening on social media, obviously we are seeing that video is a really big deal, and video has become the new norm for not only Instagram and Facebook, but obviously YouTube shorts have come in, which is replacing the traditional way people use YouTube. A lot of people are starting to put short form videos on YouTube alongside TikTok, alongside Instagram Reels. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to be talking about podcasting, which is how you guys are tuning in to this show today, and why it's an excellent marketing tool. And even though there are so many podcasters out there, why it's still something that you can jump onto and it's never too late. I'm also going to be talking about interactive and conversational marketing and omni-channel marketing, as well as what Gen Z, yes, you heard me, Gen Z is going to be focusing on in the coming years. Now, this is a highly influential generation with a lot of purchasing power. So you better tune in to that part of the conversation because I truly believe that if you know what is trending and you can follow what is trending or follow and be ahead of the curve, that's always going to be impactful and powerful for your business. So let's dive straight in. Now, I have been a big fan of Instagram ever since this platform started. I've been using Instagram since around 2010, and I've not only built multiple accounts of my own and scaled them, but I've also scaled a number of accounts for our clients. I've given people so much strategy and advice and run workshops about Instagram. I've always loved the platform for the way it focuses on graphics and visuals, and the fact that it helps people to get a message very, very clearly and very, very quickly. But I believe that at the moment, especially since TikTok took over and took off, and especially since Reels have started taking over, it's now more and more important to be using vertical, mobile-friendly, short-form video on Instagram. A lot of users are now not only using Reels, but they're also live streaming on Instagram, creating Instagram Lives, which is a way to monetize Instagram as well. not too long ago, Instagram was starting to pay people out for how much live streaming they were doing on their platform, similar to YouTube. But also, what we're finding is that people are not only live streaming, but they're sharing those videos as reels, and they're using short snippets of those live streams as reels. They're repurposing long videos or interviews and podcasts, etc., and using really short, less than 60-second snippets as reels on Instagram. That is something that brands will continue to do, and we are going to need to continue to find ways to engage with our audience better and connect with consumers through video. So live streaming, short form video is going to be very, very impactful. It's very, very effective because you will reach a broader audience without the need for significant, for example, ad spend, without the need for in-person events even, and without the need to create a lot of content that is very highly edited. So using reels is fantastic. And at the moment, in right now, we're, if you're tuning into this episode, I'm recording this at the start of January, but what we're finding right now is that if you're using videos that are fairly short, you're putting text on your reels, for example, your headline and your captions, and you're also giving away value in the caption itself, so in the post itself, in the copy, then that's the type of content that is really going to take off. Another thing that's going to be very effective this year is creating your own original audio for your Instagram reels. Now, the accounts that can create their own original audios are the ones that trend the easiest because other people will start creating reels using audio that is obviously trending. And so if you can create an audio to and make it start trending, then your account is going to be seen by more people a lot quicker. So that is something that is a really, really fantastic way, and that is something that a lot of people are going to start jumping on and doing more videos and sharing content that is a lot more short form. So I truly believe that that's the new normal for social media. Video is going to continue to explode and take off, and more people are going to be comfortable showing up on camera. So if you haven't started sharing your message via your personal brand, that is definitely something that's going to continue on into 2023. So that's not so much a trend that's just started. And these trends that I'm talking about are not so much new trends. They're more like things that were effective that are going to continue to evolve in the new year. So obviously, there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of noise in the social media space. But if you're putting stuff out there that's relevant and you're not just putting things out for the sake of it, then you're going to start creating impact and you're going to start generating a return, either in gaining more followers and gaining more subscribers, which then lead to obviously more people that are subscribed to your email database, to your list. You know, they're going to be receiving info about your upcoming events, about any promos that you're having. That's the kind of stuff that you want to do. So that's why I wanted to discuss this first thing in this episode. It's that whatever you found was working well last year, take note of that and pay attention to that because that's most likely what's going to continue on and evolve in 2023. I've also discovered that what really matters when you're working online is that you are having a lot of joy and a lot of fun in the process of doing it. If you don't find content creation fun, that is something that is better, you're better off outsourcing to either an agency like ours or an agency that you can trust, or you're better off getting somebody else who understands you and your business and your brand to do it for you. Understand this, if you're not having fun, it's not going to be long lasting, and people are going to notice that. People are going to feel that in your content. And so, if you're putting out content because you have to, because you've got to meet the minimum requirements or your KPIs, then I would suggest putting things on hold and stopping it or really focusing on what's really bringing in the return. For me, I really found that The things that I enjoy the most are the things that will continue and evolve and grow, and I'll keep doing it. And that's why things like Instagram, I've been on for over a decade now. That's why TikTok is now a new thing for me that I'm really enjoying putting my content on, putting snippets of my, whether it's my podcasts or future workshops or webinars. Those are the things that we need to be doing more of. It's really repurposing content and making sure that other people can see, hear, and really feel what you really are about. So that now brings me to podcasting. Now, podcasting is an excellent marketing tool. It's obviously something that people can tune into while they're driving, while they're, at the airport on the way to the terminal, or for example, right now, you're listening to my podcast, and I don't know what you're doing, whether you're cooking or whether you're maybe working in the background, but podcasting is an excellent way to get your message out there and for people to tune in over a longer period of time. People that listen to podcasts generally have a longer attention span because that's something that they have in the background. And so podcasting will allow people to really get to know you well, and they will not only get to know who you are, but what you're about, your message, your ethos, your brand, your in-person events. They might eventually meet you in person and feel like they've already known you for a very long time, or that they're a friend because they've been following you for such a long time. Now, the important thing about podcasting is it's really important to use your expertise and to stick to your expertise when you're podcasting. You can create more intimate customer connections through podcasting, but you've still got to make sure that you are sticking to your niche. And podcasting is very, very effective if you've got a title and if you've got episodes with topics and headlines that are relating to what people are wanting to learn more of, to hear more about, that really relate to their needs, their desires, and also their pain points. So understand that traditional marketing is very, very much all those principles that apply still very much apply to podcasting. So, for example, rather than naming your podcast your name, for example, in my case, the Phoebe Lay Show, name it something that's going to be relevant for your listeners so that they want to continue tuning in. Make it catchy and make it something that they are going to relate to and remember. The other thing that I wanted to really talk about today, and that I truly believe is going to continue to rise and increase in 2023, this is the next trend, is people running more in-person events. Now, 2022 was obviously the year where events made a comeback and people started to have less virtual events and go back to more networking events. Even conferences started to come back in, and a lot more face-to-face interactions started to occur. In-person events will truly, truly be coming to stay in 2023, albeit in a different format. So expect to see more intimate and exclusive events that are tailored to specific audiences, and make sure that you run some events or meetups for yourself, for your audience. It's really great to bring community together because not only will people feel that connection that they can't feel necessarily on a webinar or on something that is virtual, but people will get to really mingle and make friends and then have their own little circles within that circle and then go off and create their circles and their events. So it's a really great way to bring people together. And the sooner you can do it, the sooner you can be that leader who is, bringing together community and creating interactive conversations. So that is definitely a trend, or I'd say something that is going to continue to happen in 2023. The other marketing strategy that is going to really take off this year is interactive and conversational marketing. Now, interactive marketing is a strategy that involves incorporating interactive elements into your online content. So essentially, by incorporating interactive elements, you're going to capture attention and engage users on another level. So what am I talking about? What do I mean by that? So for example, if you are an Instagram user and you are posting things on your Instagram stories, having things like a poll is going to be really interactive for people because rather than just looking at your content, they feel like they are contributing something back. They're feeling like their voice is being heard. So it's a great way to make your audience feel like they're interacting with you and also feel like they are contributing to something greater, to some sort of change. So having things like voting systems, having a vote, polls, especially on LinkedIn, polls really took off in 2021 and 2022. And making sure that you use a lot more of like the swipe stickers, for example, and things that allow people to feel like they are interacting with your account. Omnichannel marketing is also a really holistic strategy that's going to create an integrated customer experience across all channels and touch points. And paid distribution is an effective way as well to reach your target audience. But make sure that if you are going to be paying for advertising or if you're going to be doing omnichannel marketing, make sure that you've got your strategy down pat. There's nothing worse than trying something that worked on one platform and thinking that it is going to work on all the others. Remember, each platform has a unique audience that have a unique level of desire and needs and wants. And also remember that every single channel has its own algorithm, and something that might be effective, for example, on Instagram may not necessarily be effective on TikTok. It doesn't work like that. It's not that something that took off on Instagram is necessarily going to take off on TikTok. And sometimes it could be the messaging, sometimes it could be the way your video is created, the graphics, it could be the time of day that you posted. There are so many factors. One really big one that I discovered is that audio that's trending on Instagram aren't necessarily trending on TikTok. And sometimes you cannot even find that audio on TikTok. So it's good to be really making the most of each channel in a unique way. But omnichannel marketing is definitely a very fantastic holistic approach that will create an integrated customer experience. Gen Z. This is going to be very exciting because I really think that Gen Z is the key de demographic for marketers to focus on in the coming years. Gen Z is the generation that is highly influential. They have so much purchasing power, and Gen Z have such a voice that needs to be heard. And I really believe that if you know how to market to Gen Z, you're going to take off on platforms like TikTok. So for the longest time, I've had clients ask me, how do we reach millennials with marketing? Now, the wheels are turning, and the primary goal for so many marketers is to really reach the people that are content hungry, that are really going to be the new consumers. And the question is, how do we target Gen Z? How do we market to them? And so a lot of the people that market well to Gen Z are the ones that are obviously doing their research. They are the ones that understand Gen Z the most. And in order to resonate with them, you've got to really, truly get into their minds and truly think about, like, what do they want to see? What do they want to hear? Like, what is important to them? Millennials might be the largest group of consumers, but baby boomers have the most money to spend, right? Or, are they really my ideal client? Is it important to be marketing to Gen Z? So that's some of the questions that I often get asked. And, also, how is it different marketing to Gen Z than other generations? Because, for example, the most important thing for Gen Xers is about having authentic experiences. Right. Whereas millennials is, I think that the main driver for this generation is the search for truth. I really believe that what they are searching for is information that's going to be cross-referenced. They are questioning you know, what they are reading and what they're seeing, and they will really want to know the truth and will want to go a layer deeper. These are the people that are really the change makers of the world, and they are loyal. They're loyal to the brands that they know, like, and trust. And, you know, they're not as fickle and, I guess, easily swayed as we really thought they were. So I really believe that they're the ones that are going to be very, very influential. And so, what I highly recommend, my first tip is to create channel-specific content, because channel-specific content isn't a one-size-fits-all marketing strategy. It's something that's going to be better. It's something that's going to, you know, really influence and not be the same. And so marketers sometimes replicate a campaign across multi different channels, you know, especially in an omni-channel marketing approach. But it's really important that you create content that is relevant for that platform alone, like I just mentioned, and understand that the audience is not remotely the same. So for example, on Instagram, people want aspirational, inspirational posts. You know, TikTok is really great for fun and trending challenges. It's great for, like, sharing tips and hacks, that life hacks, for example, that people didn't know of before. Like, you know, this morning I think I saw a video of a guy talking about people that are blow drying their hair through spaghetti strainers, right? So understand that each channel is different, but also understand that, you know, channels, you know, people tune into certain platforms specifically for certain things. So, for example, Twitter is for the news, LinkedIn is for professionals, for people that are career focused, or for people that are selling B2B. Generally, that's what we see in general for these platforms, but it's not going to be a one size fits all, and there are no right or wrongs. One thing I would suggest, though, is to keep it short and to use a lot of video if you're wanting to really connect with Gen Z, and just champion authenticity. You know, there's nothing better than someone that is authentic and true to who they really are. Their brand tone, their voice, and their personality really exudes, and they establish that credibility that way. So, yeah, be transparent, and, you know, make sure that you invite them to participate in your marketing. You know, ask them to, you know, maybe if you know someone that's a Gen Z, ask them for their opinion. Maybe ask them to be interviewed on camera, or get them to share, reshare your product or your tweets or your posts, or tag their friends, etc. So that's a really fun and authentic way to really connect with Gen Z. The other focus and the last and final trend that I want to discuss today is customer experience. Now, this is something that is always going to exist in marketing. It's always going to be about the customer experience, the user experience. And I believe that if you are finding that there's more and more competition in your niche or in your industry, then you need to start finding ways to stand out. And one way of doing this is by creating a focus that's on the customer experience. So that's, like, for example, getting UI UX designers to really think about your app or your product or your website. You know, it's about creating a seamless and personalized journey at every touch point, when they are on the Instagram page, when they're on the landing page, when they're subscribing to your newsletter, when they're, you know, checking out on your product. Having a focus on the customer experience is going to help you stand out. And that's not necessarily a trend, but that is definitely a strategy that worked well in 2022, that's going to continuously fire away in 2023. So, guys, by being aware of these trends, you can adapt your marketing strategy to stay ahead of the curve. And in a rapidly changing digital world, the people that can adapt and evolve the best are the ones who will succeed. So I highly recommend that if you found this helpful, or if you want to find out more about what strategies you should be implementing in this day and age for your business, get in touch with us. We are not only here to help you thrive and shine in business, but we're here to personalize a strategy that's going to help you stand apart. And my team and I are here to set you apart through not only expanding your message through online communication and broadening your customer base, but creating unique campaigns that work for you. If you loved this episode, make sure that you share. If you loved this episode, make sure that you share this with your colleagues, with your friends, with people that will find this relevant. And remember that your audience is out there waiting to hear your message. And if you are hiding away, people are not going to know what you are about, and they are also not going to know how to find you or how to interact with you. So if you can share with your audience something that is going to make their life easier and something that is going to help them in some kind of way, either in their business or in their life in general, you are going to make a massive impact, and you are definitely going to see more followers, more people subscribing to you, and more people sharing your content. So I look forward to the next episode with you guys, where I'm going to be talking to you more about how you can grow in your business and what some of the changes are in the business world today in 2023. I'm really excited for the next guest that's going to be on my show. And make sure that if you have tuned in today and you enjoyed our episode or you enjoyed this podcast, make sure that you leave a review and let us know and give us some feedback on how you would like this show to evolve. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a fantastic day.